Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate. Form a community of brainstormers. You know, get the blockchain going with each other. We also publish throughout the internet, especially. You can type me in almost anywhere these days. I've become a sort of a novelty on the internet. Go to byebyebluesky.com, brian396.com. Some places you might want to go. And you can learn what you need to know about today's times and effects that are happening to us all. Want to get into a lot of things. We've been telling you for years and years and years, you know, about vaccines and how terrifying and horrific they are and how they cause problems. If you go on the CDC site, you can actually pull up photos and pictures and see the calamity and the catastrophe that these vaccines have caused. But the big issue is this. It's a bait and switch. It's a magician's sleight of hand. You see, what happens is you never see that. You never see the crap hitting the fan. You never see it. But what you do see is the propagation of the marketing. In other words, you get somebody dressed up looking like a doctor, looking important, looking like they're sophisticated, and looking like they're professional. I'm not even sure what that really looks like, but this is what they show me in the media. What they perceive as somebody who's a professional. And most of the time, what you're seeing is a numbskull, a dingbat, somebody who's a wannabe nobody, dressed to suit the part, recites the lines to say what's got to be said, or gets them pumped into his head through voice-to-head, you know, technology. And they put on that serious, stoic look on their face so that you believe what they've got to say. Wow, these guys must be really, whoa. And you actually believe that these idiots are doctors. And all they are is actors. Most doctors today are actors. Most doctors today couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro. Not kidding. And what gets me, this is what gets me. The doctors have not cured anything since the mid-1950s. Technically speaking, even probably more likely the late 1940s. Some would argue that they cured polio. They never cured polio. They infected us with genetically engineered transgenic and epigenetic materials in the vaccines they gave us, which they called a polio shot. Those of you from the 50s and 60s generation, the generation that we came from, we got screwed, butt hard. When they attacked us and attacked our genetic code, we were the prototype. We were the ones that they decided to conduct the experiment on. And in the name of whatever Moloch or God, godless thing that they ever swore to, they decided to launch an attack on mankind, us, those of us who are men and women. And they all, but there was already a cure for polio. Copper chloride with copper sulfate combined with either lysine or some other amino acid, which could be delivered into the body and would cure polio. Did they use that? They did before the shot. So, they haven't cured nothing. for 50, almost 60 years, maybe more than 60 years. They haven't cured a bloody thing. And yet, most people keep running to these people that don't know a lick of nothing about diseases, causes of diseases. They can give you an idea of what is transpiring. They can tell your body is out of whack and imbalance, and because of these imbalances, you're having XYZ health issue, but they can't cure it. Wasn't that funny? Don't you find that amusing? I find that amusing. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm one of these really, I'm kind of a dumb guy. I really am. I'm not that smart. You know, people think I'm really smart, but I'm kind of stupid because, see, I don't understand. I can't figure out why people run to an institution that has never fixed anything. That one's got me baffled. I have no idea. I'm dumb. I'm just stupid. See, if I take my car to a mechanic and he can't fix my car, I'm not going back to that guy or gal. Let's keep it so that, you know, I'm not discriminating against men and women. You know, people say, oh, you told me you're male chauvinist against men. No, men and women. You know, men and women. But if I find a man or a woman that can fix my car, I'm going back to that person because they know what they're doing. And some of you tell me, well, you know, my doctor gives me these drugs. And says, are they fixing your body? He says, well, no, but they're treating my problem. You know, treating my problem. I asked him, well, don't you want it fixed? I don't want you to treat my problem. I want you to fix the problem. I want you to nip the cause in the bud. I don't want to be suffering anymore. I don't want to be treated. I want to be fixed. Oh, we can't do that. They said that in 1980. In 1980, they came out and said they couldn't cure anything because they don't know how to. But what gets me is people keep running to these people and they don't know nothing from nothing. Now, where is this all going? Because some of you say, well, geez, so why don't you get to the point here, because you're kind of rambling and raising and all this stuff. Somebody sent me research this week on vaccines. But not just any vaccine. All the vaccines. All of them. And you know, we've been telling you for how long? Brian396 has been telling this. Bye Bye Blue Sky has been telling this. I've been telling you this. That the vaccines are using a nano delivery method. Of course, I need a phone call. So, what's going on here? Second. All right. Anyway, so they sent me this document on vaccines, and it wasn't just one. It was on all, and we've been telling you that the nano is in the vaccines. They're using nano, but you know what they found out now? What they found out, okay, was that they got nanoparticles in the vaccine that don't belong in the vaccine. In fact, they don't even know how they're getting in the vaccine. Wow. Now that's heavy duty. That's a real humdinger. And then you got a state like the state of California, which is my humble opinion is a state of craziness, that are forcing the people in the state to get mandatory vaccines. And I'm trying to figure out, what gives the state the right to poison its own population? I'm one of those dumb guys. I'm trying to figure out how the state, in its audacity and its stupidity and its blind ignorance, can force the poisoning of the general population. State of California. So, and this is going on across the planet. California happens to be the state they are experimenting to get this through the planet. Canada is the same way. We got the same stupid bastards running this country here, doing the same stupid crap that they're doing down in California. But see, the people here are a little bit more, some of them are more naive, especially if they've been brainwashed. Others who are semi-awake are saying, wait a minute. And others like me are saying, no, wait a minute, stop right there. So I want to read to you, the fun that you are now being forced to capitulate to. And this is where a more perfect union comes in, and you stand together and tell them, hell no, we won't go. That's what they used to say for the Vietnamese troopers back in the 1960s. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't. That's what they used to say. They used to protest, you know. And you need to have the same attitude today. You need to shake off those frequencies. You need to shake off the glyphosate. You need to shake off the soy. You need to shake off the fluoride. You need to shake off the nanoparticles that you already have inside of you. And you have to develop some kind of testicular fortitude, because it is your bloodlines that are going to be corrupted with this technology that is now, you got to remember, DARPA now is working on a system called N3. N3 is designed to hook you up to an artificial intelligence. So instead of putting a thread in your head, which is too expensive to open you up and put this device inside of you, we can now get you to swallow carbon C60. Hell, the health food industry is selling it to you now, so they're presenting it to you as some health food panacea. So we want to get the carbon C60 into you so that now it will go into your brain. And then once it gets into the brain, it gets now connected to the brain. And now we can fire a frequency. But it's not the only thing in the brain. See, you've got other nanometals in the brain, like lithium. I've never taken lithium before. It's in the sky. You know that red stuff in the sky? That's lithium. How about the aluminum that's also going in the brain? How about cadmium? How about some lead? How about some mercury? How about some nano silver that they're also selling in this health food industry today, which gets lodged in the brain? Wow, we got some barium up there that gets lodged in the brain. You ever go for an MT? What is that? What do you call that? They check you out with a magnetic field there. I can't remember. It's off the top. It slipped my head. They make you drink a barium cocktail. Like I said, I'm a kind of a dumb guy. I don't get that. You know, why would I even drink that crap? I don't need an MRI. I don't need an MRI that bad to poison my body with barium. Yeah, well, it's the only way we can see it. I'll pass. You know, if I'm going to die anyway, I'll just die sooner. That's all. I mean, I'm good with that. You know, the results of this new investigation shows the presence of micro and nano sized particulate matter composed of inorganic elements in vaccines. Whoa. Inorganic elements, which is not declared. Man, this is getting better by the moment. See, I keep telling you, I'm a dumb guy. I don't understand why that's in there in the first place. You know, I'm kind of stupid that way. I'm trying to assess why is it there? And then why isn't it labeled? You know why it's not labeled? Because some of you are smart enough to ask the medical professionals that are going to inject this crap inside your kids, what is in the vaccines? I'd like to know what you're going to put into my child. And if you're not asking that, shame on you. You're an irresponsible parent. You have very little, if any, love for your child. That's how I see it. Now, maybe that may sound hard. That may sound cruel. Maybe that sounds harsh. But that's the reality. Would you let your child walk into a yard with a vicious dog that could tear your child to pieces in moments? Would you do that? Would you put your child in a cage, in a caged animal, in a zoo? Would you do that? You're telling me, no, I wouldn't do that. No, wait, I wouldn't do that. No, no, I love my child. Really? If you love your children, then maybe, just maybe, you might want to ask the next doctor you see that's willing to be asinine in their arrogance to put this into your children. You might want to ask them, what are you putting in my son and daughter? I want to see the ingredient list. And then you should get a copy of the ingredient list and start sending these ingredient lists to the legislation in California. And I think this should be coming from Canada. I think it should be coming from Europe. I think it should be coming from Australia, New Zealand, the Balkan states, the Middle East, the Far East, Africa, South America, Central America, across the USA. Everybody should find out what is in these things and then send the legislation in that state and say to them, how do you have the audacity to poison the general population with this technology? That's called forming a more perfect union. My humble opinion. Could be wrong. Let me go on here. Side effects have always been reported, but in the latest years, it seems that they have increased in number and seriousness. Now, are you hearing me here? Side effects have been reported, but in the latest years, it seems they have increased in number and seriousness, particularly in the children, as the American Academy of Pediatrics reports. For instance, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines was linked to the cause of sudden infant death syndrome. Whoa. It's a quick way to get rid of your baby. Give them those three shots together. What the heck? Diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Hey, what the heck? And some of you say, well, we don't see so many of them dying because you don't look. You don't go check the CDC sites. I think they got about 30 million people in their databases that have shown signs of the side effects that this article is mentioning. Measles, mumps, rubella vaccine with autism. Wow. Multiple immunizations with immune disorders like hepatitis B. Wow. With multiple sclerosis. And then when you ask the doctor, hey, what about these side effects I'm reading about here? You know, what's the guarantee that they're not going to have that happen? Do you ever say ask that kind of question? You know, this is the thing. People come to see me for assistance, and I don't mind helping, you know. And some people get really, you know, boisterous with me as well. And I let them get away with a certain amount. And I just basically say, okay, it's time for you to be quiet, because now if you knew what you were doing, you wouldn't come see me. And if you're paying me to help you, then you need to be quiet so I can tell you what you need to do, and we go from there. I'm pretty blatant about that. I'm getting old and cranky, and you know, I have one of those Mediterranean dispositions on top of that. So it's one of those things that, you know, I will listen to what you've got to say, and if you're going to tell me you're going to do X, Y, Z, then I'll tell you what, then you should go on and do X, Y, Z. You don't need my help. That's the way I am. You know, I'm very straight to the point with everybody. Talking to my buddy Brian 396, and he says his sensor button is broken. I said, yeah, mine too. So, you know, we tell it the way it is. If you don't like the way we tell you, get over it. Listen to the message. If you don't like the way the tone or the type of language we're using, maybe you should quit straining a gnat and swallowing a camel. Because the message is what you need to pay attention to. The delivery may not suit you, and that's fine. But I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to the salt of the earth, and this is the language that they relate to. Just a point I want to present to some of you, because that's the way it is. That's how it is. We are at war. And if you don't recognize that you are at war, I'm reading this article, you can see there how they're using a biological, a nanobiology, a synthetic biology to wage war against your genetic code. Adverse events reported during the post-approval use of Tripedia vaccine included idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, SIDS, anaphylactic reactions, cellulitis, autism, convulsions, grand mal convulsions, encephalopathia, hypotonia, neuropathy, somnolence, and apnea. This is from one company, Tripedia. Holy jumping. Vaccines are not free of side effects or adverse effects. And that comes from the National Academy of Medicine. A government-run agency. Whoa. Specific researches on components of the vaccines like adjuvants, in most cases aluminum salts, are already indicated as possible responsible of neurological symptoms. And in some cases, in vivo tests and epidemiological studies demonstrate a possible correlation with neurological disease, neurological damages induced in patients under hemodialysis treated with water containing aluminum are reported in literature. So when we're looking at aluminum being in there, that's bad enough. And we know that causes brain damage. Now, let me continue here. Complex regional pain syndrome, this is what they're looking at now. The pain regions of the body is what they decide. Because before they were just looking at the cellular and the tissue damage. And then when they started looking at the symptoms were not being registered under the normal parameters of their search. So when they said nothing was wrong with you, it's because they weren't using the right method, technology, or tools to look for what they should have been looking for. Complex regional pain syndrome, CRPS. Okay, keep that in mind. If you guys want the article that I've been reading from, I did send it out to about 950 people, but if you weren't on that list and you want a copy of this article, I would be more than glad to send it to you. Send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. Okay, and when you get this article, post this on your Facebook, MySpace, WordPress, or whatever you got going. Because everybody needs to see that we are being assaulted on from every front. I mean, we're breeding this nano crap in, we're eating this nano crap in, and now they are injecting this nano crap into people, especially children. Okay, pain at the site of injection, swelling, and uncontrollable movement in the hands, though the last system can also be considered systemic, are described. Among the systemic effects, fever, headache, irritability, epileptic seizures, temporary speech loss, lower limb dysesthesia and paresis, hot flashes, sleep disorders, hypersensitivity reactions, muscle pain, recurrent scope, constant hunger, significant gait impairment, and capacity to maintain the orthostatic posture are reported. But it's also irrefutable that regardless of the amount of side effects that are not recorded and the percentage of which remains in fact unknown, in a limited number of cases, something wrong occurs. Something wrong occurs. Okay, this is my comment here. Is this not what we all want? To put our trust in the medical establishment, which should be totally abolished just so they can inflict dangerous damage to persons' biology and genetic code. I mean, this is insane. This is how the media displays this. They cover up the real stats and show. Okay, let me read this. Those situations induced us to verify the safety of vaccines from a point of view which was never adopted before, not a biological but a physical approach. This is how the media displays this. They cover up the real stats and show how wonderful these corruptors of genetics are. With the more severe side effects and permanent damages are never revealed to the general populations. All you see is the Disney Channel and the Disney nonsense on, you know, what they're putting in. Now, the next section here, they give you the name of the vaccine and the company that it comes from and all the wonderful fun and games you can get from it. This thing is huge. I mean, huge. But now it gets into something else here. Now, this is something you got to pay attention to. It caught my eye. I'm thinking, well, we know that vaccines are crappy, and we know that they cause problems. Okay, the study was aimed at verifying possible physical contamination. So use a field emission gun environmental electron scanning microscope, well, that's a big word, a Quanta 2000 FEI in the Netherlands, to detect the possible presence of inorganic particulate contaminants and identify their chemical composition. So anyway, they went along and they describe how you can tell an inorganic from an organic material using an atomic scope. They get into that pretty good, and then the fun begin. Just to give you an idea of what some of these things have in them. Baxter AG, tetrabutylin. This is a company that produces the vaccine, tetrabutylin. Does it have aluminum in it? No. But it has silica, magnesium, iron, silica, titanium, aluminum. Woo! Talk about shutting down cellular communication on a cellular level. That's what that vaccine will do. And then your kids can't. Then some of you say, well, my kid isn't walking. He's 5 years old and he's still crawling on all fours. Well, maybe because you gave him a vaccine that shut down the network in his body. Ever think that? Oh, no. Why would I think that? GlaxoSmithKline in Belgium produces a vaccine called Mensavax, or ACWY. Does it have aluminum in it? No, not as a excipient. Salt, but it does have aluminum in it. It has iron, chromium, nickel. Oh, man, let's talk about brain damage. Zirconium, woo, aluminum, iron, chromium, nickel, zirconium, aluminum, silica. Silica cannot be broken down by the body in any way, shape, or form. You can use a specific two acids that can help push it into the cells, but when you create a vaccine, it now bypasses the cellular matrix and it's directly in. And once it's in, it turns off the cells. And when you're and then when you got all these other oxidative metals that are in the vaccine with the silica, you've got pure mayhem. This is designed to shut down the immune system from pillar to post. Who does this? Who goes to war against their own people? Who puts in epigenetic material into children to wipe them out? Wait till you see the other one. GlaxoSmithKline, Inferix. It does have aluminum oxide as a salt. It has aluminum, aluminum titanium, and aluminum silica. This is designed for the males to shut down their testicular development, brain damage, and also affect female endocrine system. Wow. We're going to screw both boys and girls. We're going to keep them from reaching puberty or damage the capacity to reach puberty or cause an alteration in their endocrine system. Wow. Can you dig it? You understand what's going on here? And I haven't even got to the nano yet. But this is just how, and these are some of the things. Now, let's get into the nano, shall we? The Gardasil anti-HPV vaccine by Merck has aluminum phosphate in it and salt. Holy jumping. Aluminum phosphate and salt. Oh boy, we are now talking cellular penetration into the brain, into the female endocrine system. Oh man, and this is a wipeout. This is designed to wipe out, because when you get the phosphorus, you get the salt and the salt to get the aluminum. We're talking cellular here. We're talking DNA here. We're talking major clustering the damage to the endocrine system and to the brain. This could lead very serious brain damage. Oh, I hear the music. Wait till you come back. We're going to get more into this. You need to see what's coming down the pipe. See you in a bit. Hey, we are back, and we are back in the saddle here, and we're going to see if we can prevent more people from having genetic damage done by vaccines. So you got to understand something about nanobiology. We are all exposed to nanobiology. There's no organic. If you think there's an organic whatever out there, then you're seriously deluded. You know, if you can't look up in the sky and see that crap coming down on your food supply, that would neutralize any organic. And that goes through to the core of the genetics. They're spraying nano silver in the field. They're spraying glyphosates on the organics. The blow-by, the carryover by other carriers. We have not eaten what we think we've been eating for a long time, because it doesn't make sense that we have this many people in North America, especially, this sick. If we were eating the food that we're supposed to be eating, we shouldn't be having any health issues, should we? But we're not even breathing decent air. We can't even get the rays of the sun that's required for us to have what we need to produce the vitamin D, because we got a film on our skins of this nanotechnology all over the place. Mm. When we were at the Green Show, I had a scope, a 500X scope, which had a visor. And you could put your hand under the visor, and everybody could see it. You would just adjust the fine-tuning on it, and people would move their hands. On the palm of the hand, at a 500X, you could see nano fullerenes extending up from the hand. And some of them tried to rub it off, and they couldn't rub it off because it was coming through the skin. So when we're looking at just that simple little thing, you know, maybe we might want to consider minimizing our exposure. You know, minimizing our exposure to some of the things. Now, let me read some of the things here, okay? They show you a film of crystals of saline solution on aluminum phosphate corresponding to EDS spectra. It says figure 2AF shows a different typology of entities identified in the vaccine. Prevnar and Gardasil, single particle clusters of micro and nanoparticles less than 100 nanometers and aggregates with their EDS spectra. The images in figure 2A and D show the debris of aluminum, silica, magnesium, titanium, iron, chromium, and silica, and calcium particles. You have to remember now, this is in nano. And if you haven't started drawing this stuff out, either with the bucket or the triangle or the bath solutions that we've given you, this is accumulative. And this is what you are now putting into your bloodlines. Figure 2B and 2E arrange in a cluster of aluminum copper debris. Copper debris. You know, copper debris. Okay. Another figure, they show aluminum, silicon, magnesium, titanium, chromium, manganese, iron, iron silica, calcium, titanium, chromium, and aluminum and copper. This is on a nano scale. Now, you have to understand something here. Nanometals do not work with us at all. Contrary to the baloney and the sales pitches in this health food industry and these gurus propagating the nano delivery and the nano this and the nano that and carbon C60, none of these things work with us at all. In fact, if you go on my website and you pay attention just to the nano part of the site and the synthetic biology, you can read for yourself what this does. Let me read this now. All those things that I identified, we identified particles containing lead that came out of TIFM and Cerverix, Agrippa, S1, Meningentech, and Gardasil. They have lead in them. Oh, get your daily lead. Or stainless steel, Mensovix, Inforex, Hexa, Cerverix, Anatel, Fosatria, Agripol, S1, Menvio, Prevnar, 13, Meningentech, Vaxigrip, Samarol, Pasteur, Reprovax, and MMR Vax Pro. Wow, stainless. What is stainless steel doing in the vaccine. What's lead doing there? Oh, wait, we got more. Another one showed aluminum, tungsten, and calcium chloride. Whoa. Another one showed tungsten, aluminum, and iron. Another one showed, the company was Prevnar, and Inforex had tungsten, aluminum, and iron. Repovex has silicon, gold, silver, and zirconia in the Gardasil zirconium. Oh yeah, get your kid lined up. Have them go to your trusted MD that's going to inject the Gardasil vaccine, because the theater, the Hollywood, Walt Disney Network that you're so sucked into is gonna tell you these are great and wonderful products, and they're gonna do a world of good for your kids, and your kids now have been made to be totally dysfunctional. And then you get mad at them because the kids are crying and in pain and suffering all kinds of anguish because you didn't take the time to read what you were putting in your child. Top it up, cupcake. Oh, you're just whining for the sake of wine. You just want attention. Have you said that? Did that come out of your mouth? Have you heard yourself say this? Let me read some more. Nano bio interaction. In other words, nanoparticles get together and they talk and they assemble together. I've been telling you this for how long? Brian396 has been telling you this for how long? Bye Bye Blue Sky has been telling this for how long? Dave in Spain has been telling this for how long? DeMarco in Croatia has been telling this for how long? They identified in Gardasil contains nanoparticles of chlorine, silica, aluminum, zirconia, while the debris found in Repovex contains silicon, gold, silver, and then... some metallic particles made of tungsten or stainless steel were also identified. Other particles containing zirconia, hafnium, strontium. What is strontium doing in a vaccine? Aluminum, that's from Vivatov, Meningenetech, tungsten, nickel, iron by Priorix, Meningenetech, antimony? Antimony is in the Menjigate, platinum, silver, bismuth, iron, chromium, MMR, VaxPro, or lead and bismuth, Gardasil, or cerium and Agripol, S1, were also found. You know, this is incredible. See, they are embedded in biological substrate, probably proteins, endotoxins, and residues of bacteria. Biofilm would form on this, and the assembling process would begin just with the delivery method of these compositions, because now you have DNA interacting with nanotechnology. Somebody just thinking these are just nanoparticles. Nanoparticles are nanotechnology. One aspect of that. As soon as a particle comes in contact with a proteic fluid, proteins, a nanobio interaction occurs and a protein corona is formed. That's what we've been telling you for the last 5 years. If the biofilm can't break it down, that's the next step. It starts building a polymer or a protein corona. The nanobio interaction generates a bigger size compound that is not biodegradable. Can I repeat this? The nanobio interaction generates a bigger size compound that is not biodegradable and can induce adverse effects since it's not recognized as self by the body. Brian396 was telling that 3 years before I even got on the scene. I've been telling you this for 7 years. Bye Bye Blue Sky's been telling you this for a couple years. Those of you who've been exposed to what I call nano poisoning, not Morgellons. That Morgellons is a pile of rubbish. Okay, we are dealing with a nano poisoning from the sky. And we are getting the same effect as these vaccines. This is why you see the fibers form, because there's a protein bond or a polymer bond that's holding this construct together as these things assemble and agglomerate and aggregate together. Now you have to remember, this is all nanometallics at the least of 100 nanometers. 100 nanometers will cluster to the surface of the skin. 50 nanometers and less will penetrate the skin. 100 nanometers, which makes them far more lethal than in the micron. But even in the micron level, when you look at all this toxic, and imagine this being pumped into a child or adult, then you wonder why you are sick or your kids are always sick. The question is, why are they forcing vaccines when they know how contaminated they are, and who's pushing this agenda? Ask that question. Who's pushing this? That's the question you need to ask, because that's the people you need to go after. Pay close attention to this. They are saying with the nano integration, it creates a protein molecule that becomes a problem, since the system does not recognize this, will cause a great deal of adversity, such as replication and assembling. And that's what all of you are suffering with right now, with these rashes and these aches and pains and all these symptoms of nano poisoning. This is it. You can share this with everybody. Anybody who's been exposed to any form of nanobiology, synthetic biology, nanotechnology is going to have the same effect, the same similar symptoms. We should quit calling this Morgellons, because it's not Morgellons. This is what it is. This is what we've been dealing with. And because everyone's been looking for a pathology, instead of looking at an integrated synthetic biology, and that's what we should be calling this, synthetic biology, because this is being synthesized in the body. This is being put together in a menstruum so that it can then connect, form, shape, and grow, and create a circuit. Okay, there's another example that shows the examples of these nanobio interactions. Aggregates can be seen, stable composite entities containing particles of lead in meningenetech, stainless steel, iron, chromium, nickel, and of copper, zinc, and lead in cerberix. Similar aggregates through the in different situations, patients suffering from leukemia or cryoglobulinemia have already been described in literature. This is causing blood cancers. This is why I say you should ask your doctor, would he take this shot? And if he would, tell him to roll up the sleeve and let's have a look. The link between these two entities generates an unfolding of the proteins that can induce an autoimmune effect once those proteins are injected into humans. Okay, or mankind. Let's call this what it is, because when you're talking about injecting into humans, we're talking about injecting it into beasts or monsters. Let's call it what it is, shall we? Inject it into mankind, men and women. The particle is composed of cerium, iron, titanium, and nickel, present in the area of reprovax, where the morphology of red cells, we cannot tell whether they are human or animal, is clearly visible. You can't. It creates such a morphology. We're talking mutation here. Because what if they mix chicken blood or cow's blood or pig's blood or dog's blood or whatever blood in, or sheep's blood in the vaccine, which they do? How many of you are of the Islamic faith? How many of you are the Judaic faith? How many of you are the Christian faith? What does it say about destroying one's temple or consuming unclean things? This is about as unclean as it gets. This is about as destructive to your temple as it gets. We are now destroying the genetic code. Okay, they're showing you these proteins from the vaccines. And so we have seen these ourselves as we have been pulling this debris out of our bodies. I've actually called it debris because at the bottom of the debris, there is an implant there, which keeps the stuff activated for a long period of time. Don't get vaccinated. And if you think I am yanking your chain, ask me. I will send you this report. This is a... Somebody wrote me and said, we should send a more concise report. I couldn't believe I heard this. I was actually getting this from my email. I wrote her back and said, this is about as concise as you can get. If you can't figure out, based on this, this is coming from a mainstream establishment. And if people can still, in their conscious thinking, still do this and still go through this, then they deserve what they got coming. And I have no qualm about saying that. If you're this bloody stupid to do this, then maybe you deserve what's coming. But my biggest problem is this with people. See, a lot of you will get your kids a vaccine, saying, oh, the government. Why didn't you get together with the church? Why didn't you get together with a union? Why didn't you get together with an organization? Why didn't you get the organizations to get together, pull some money, and start a campaign? Start a blockchain across America and Canada, in Europe, Africa, India, the Middle East. Anybody who believes in a living God or God Almighty would not do this to their children. You know, wouldn't do it. We read this here. Rapivax drop, or the morphology of red cells, this is a red cell now, were identified. It's impossible to know whether they are human or animal, again, through mutation. Among the debris of saline and aluminum phosphate, there is a presence of debris composed of aluminum, bromine, silicon, potassium, and titanium, and that's all bound in the protein, which is then activating and stimulating an immune response, which then causes the body to attack itself and break down exponentially. This is what they're doing to us. This is what they have been doing to us. And then they get you on the Disney Channel. It's a small world after all. And you watch that crap and you believe the illusion. Just like when... I'm going to point something out here, because a lot of you will send me emails and then you ask me these stupid questions sometimes, and some of them are really stupid, and I have to say they're stupid. Because the reason why they're stupid questions is because you're too bloody lazy to go and do the research yourself. And I got the information on my page. Brian396 has got it on his page, and Blind by Blue Sky has got it on her page. Okay? On the Nano. So they say, is carbon C60 okay? You know, and I'm thinking to myself, do you not know how to read? Do you not understand what nanotechnology is? See, the industry, the health food industry does this. It does a song and pony. It gives you a Disney Channel, a YouTube, or a MySpace, or whatever channel. It'll demonstrate something to you with a sleight of hand. Hocus pocus, schmocus focus. And then you look at that, and then you get all excited, and your mojo gets going, and then you're like, yeah, oh, ah, yee, you're having an orgasm there because you're watching something that might just be the next best thing to slice bread, and you don't research the product. I've heard products tell me that they're going to, you know, increase my antioxidant properties by 400%. It's going to do this. It's going to retard my aging, blah, blah, blah. Then when I look at the product, it's got silicon dioxide in it. I'm thinking to myself, what a load of bull. What a load of horse hockey. You know, they put something in there that's going to shut down cellular communication. So this material is not even going to get used by the system. And it's going to get dumped. Okay, this particular thing here will give you, I got, like I said, the full disclosure here of all the different vaccines and the wonderful nonsense that's in the vaccine. When, this is the one thing they said, the inorganic particles identified are neither, now pay attention here, they are neither biocompatible nor are they biodegradable. That means they are biopersistent. Brian396 was saying today, if you get this going on in the body, be prepared for long-term detoxification, steady stripping, because this is in the system and it's embedded. And you're loading it up daily with what you eat and what you breathe. Okay? So, let me read this again. The inorganic particles identified are neither biocompatible, biodegradable, that means they are biopersistent, and can induce effects that can become evident after immediately close to injection time or after a certain time after administration. The vaccines are the method of delivery. The quickest way in. Okay, before I go on, the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. This is a network that I think you need to support. Give them what you can. Give them a shout. Say, hey, what can I do for you? Help them out. Maybe you can show them where they can get better deals to buy better equipment. This is all helpful stuff. Send them your support. Bye-bye, BlueSky.com, GAG Canada, Brian396, AugmentEnforce.com. These are reference places that you can go to and get information. I encourage you to do so. Support these activists any way you can. In my situation, if you want to check out what I have a catalog link. On the catalog link, you can see what's there, flash drives, triangles, buckets, things to help you with the detoxification, books on DVD, a plethora of things that are going on, feel free to access. So, again, augmentenforce.com, check on the catalog, byebyebluesky.com, Brian396, GAG Canada, and if you need a consultation, I'm also available through the email, independs@yahoo.com. We can do it through Skype. All I need is your location and time zone. All righty. Oh, the number here as well is 519-977-5351. After being injected, those microparticles, nanoparticles, and aggregates can stay around the injection site forming swellings and granulomas. But it can also be carried by the blood circulation, escaping any attempt to guess what will their be final destination. They translocate. They can damage your gut. They can damage your lungs. They can damage your kidneys. They can damage your skeletal structure. They can screw up your brain. They can poison your blood. They can cause autoimmune disorders. They can break you down with cancers of every kind. Till this stuff comes out of a person, you will be perpetually vexed and tormented. That's how it's designed. That's how it's designed. There is no quick fix here. I will tell you straight out, this is going to be an ongoing thing, and this is why it's important that everybody starts to have communications with each other, form communities with each other, cooperate with each other, because if everybody brainstorms on this stuff, again, you will see what goes on. You cannot directly attack the nanobiology. If you do, it'll create a morphology. Any zapping, any charging, any spooky, any ripe, directly attacking this material will create a new material. It has its own program to defend itself. That, again, is by design. It is biopersistent, self-replicating, self-assembling, self-repairing. You are fighting a demon that they put inside of you, and the fight is going to be a mean and tough one. All I'm going to tell you is this here when it comes to this fight. Hold your ground. Don't give up. Be persistent. You're going to have your good days. You're going to have your not-so-good days. That's the way it is. And then associate with people who are dealing or on the mindset of understanding what's going on today in the way we're being inflicted and infected. Because once you get around people like that, then you can communicate. You can start brainstorming. You can start trying things out. You can start experimenting. You can tap my resources. I've got them on my site. You can tap Ryan's resources. You can tap Bye Bye Blue Sky. Anybody, we'll all help. Everybody will help any way they can. There's TI Positive down in Florida. He's on the go on us too. He's got videos out. So these are reference places that you can find some assistance to help you find some relief. You're in it for the long term. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain. You may as well get off your backside and fight. And, hey, I timed that just perfect. Okay, listen, thanks for coming in. We will see you Tuesday. Hopefully, we'll have some brainstormers. All right, take care, eh?